This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United Kingdom has recorded its most new coronavirus infection since early February, as the National Health Service ran a grab-a-jab initiative to further drive up vaccination rates. Government figures Saturday showed that another more than 18,000 people tested positive for the virus across the UK. It is the highest daily number since February 5th. Nearly 100,000 people have tested positive over the past week. That's around 50% up on the previous week, and that's raised questions over whether lockdown restrictions will end as planned. The latest spike came as hundreds of walk-in vaccination sites, including at stadiums and shopping centers, opened in England over the weekend. It's a bid to boost vaccine numbers, particularly among younger age groups. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced that former Finance Minister Sajid Javid will be replacing Matt Hancock as Health Minister after the latter quit Saturday. Hancock sent a letter of resignation to the Prime Minister Saturday, saying the last thing he wants is for his private life to distract attention from the single-minded focus that is leading us out of this crisis. He was caught breaking COVID-19 rules by kissing and embracing an aide in his office, enraging colleagues and the public who have been living under lockdown. 42-year-old Hancock wrote to Prime Minister Boris Johnson apologizing for breaking the government's guidance after the Sun newspaper published photos Friday of the married minister embracing a woman who had pointed to a taxpayer-funded role. This is VOA News.